Today's shiur of Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Siman Tav Kuv Zayin. We are up to Sif Dalid. Tanur Shenafal Asofo Mitiach Hatit. So what is this talking about? It's an oven that, what fell into this oven were pieces of clay plaster of the oven that falls into the oven. What is this talking about? Look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Kuv Tav Zayin. Ma'iri B'tanurim Shabi Meichach Me'ashas. We're talking here where the Shulchan Aruch is referring to the ovens in the time of Chazal, where the bread, right, was placed on the walls for baking. As he goes on to say the Mishnah Berurah, because the Sayim Lekame Shayu Kamo Kedera Ba'Pas Hayu Tochin Bekas Le'Atanim. It was some type of like the oven was like some type of big pot, and the pas was plastered up onto the wall of the oven. And those ovens, so number one is they had plaster and clay on the walls of the oven. And then they would go, that was the way the oven was made up. And they would also, the way they would bake the bread was by pasting the bread onto the walls. In Cain, if that's the case, hagecholim shebekarka hatanur, the coals on the bottom of the oven in such a type of oven, in yecholim lavsid ha'tlapas, they can't really go ahead and ruin the actual bread. That's the way it would work. You know, you have the coals on the floor of the oven, and the heat and the of those coals would bake the bread pasted to the walls of the oven. But Rak, what happened here? Rak, in this case, tiach tit olavena, some of the, okay, the tiach of, right, some of this plaster, clay, of the brick, would shenofel, it would fall, uhu magia lefamin ad makom muktza. What happened is a piece of the oven would fall into the oven, and then what would happen is those pieces that were in there, hu magia lefamin ad makom sha'isa tocha b'kosa v'chorech, that would then reach up to where the bread was plastered up on the walls of the oven, and it would go ahead and it would singe. Chorech means singe. It would singe the bread. That's what he says. So look what he says. Back to the Shulchan Aruch. Tanur shenafal asocho mitiach hatit. So you have a situation where some of the clay plaster of the oven falls into it. If it is possible to bake or roast food in it without removing it, and the bread or food will not become singed, usher the garfo. It's going to be usher to go ahead and scoop out the plaster and all the stuff that fell in there. Why? Because this is considered moving muktza shalol tzorech without any need. Meaning, if there would be no actual singeing of the bread. So then just to go ahead and move this mukta from the bottom of the oven, there's no real need, and therefore you can't go ahead and do it. We'll see, in contrast to what we're going to see coming up, when you would be allowed to go ahead and remove and shovel out such pieces of plaster and clay. So look at Sifkat on Yud Zayin. It's mukta. You can't move mukta. This plaster and this clay, whatever it fell in, is not roy for anything, and therefore you wouldn't be able to go ahead and move it. Shulchan Aruch continues. Aval mutar lahashkiv ha'esh v'efer shabo kedei sheyeh chalak v'lo yigeh b'pas klal. But what you can do, and what you are allowed to do, is to lay out the fire and the ash so that it should be smooth and will not touch the bread. Meaning you could like press it down and smooth it out, the fire and the ash, the coals and everything like that, and the ash, so that it will not touch the bread at all. Okay, you could do that. Afal pi shem hayadogeya ba'lo yagadei l'charcha. And this you could do even if it would, when it would touch the bread, it really wouldn't singe it. It wouldn't even, okay, minimally affected, so you're still allowed to go ahead and do it. ah, why should you be allowed to go ahead and do it? Look at the Mishnah Berurah, Yudches, Ha'eshva Efer, Mamash, going in and pressing it down. So he says, Nei, Shekol Zman Shu Cham. He says, the reason is because as long as the oven coals, okay, and ash are hot, it's not considered mukta. Like you saw in Tav Tzadi Ches Siv Tezvav, because it has a purpose, it's cooking, and therefore, according to this, right? So the truth is, you l'chayra should be able to even go ahead and scoop it out, do grefa, to remove the efer from the tanner. So why is he emphasizing now pressing it down? Umayshna mashkiven the nakat. Why is he emphasizing the pressing down and laying out the ash and the fire and the coals as opposed to just removing it? He says b'chein buchach b'smak. So he says v'efshar mishum diyesh esh be'efer ubegreifas ha'efer yichbeh ha'esh. He says no. Since this efer has fire in it, and when he'd be scooping out the ash, it would extinguish the fire. That's a problem. However, when you're pressing it down, it's possible that you won't go ahead and extinguish it. So there's no psik resha that you're going to be extinguishing the fire when you go ahead and press it down. Because you're not really pressing it down. It's more you're smoothing it out and laying it out. However, I found, he says, afterwards in Perish Hamishnayis, Umuchach the Sover, the Afilu, Efer, Levad, Usur, Lahotzi. He says, it's clear. That he holds that even ash itself that it has no fire, you can't go ahead and remove. Why? The reason is because it could be that removing ash, even after the ash has been removed, it's the equivalent of like doing a makeh bepatish, finishing off the tanur, o mishum duhu tircha yisera. Or it's a unnecessary tircha on Yom Tov acharei the efshar lashos leefos belava. Since you can go ahead and bake without any real significant detriment at all, so it would be a tircha yaseira to go ahead and do such activity as cleaning out the ash, even if there is no flame. Sif katan yutes afal pi. So he says this is true, even though you're allowed to go ahead and smooth it out by laying it out, even though if it would touch it, it would not reach the degree where it would singe it in any way. So he says, because if it would come to the point where it would singe the bread, even removing the plaster would be permitted, as we're going to see right now. So now, where's the etzem chiddush here, the huge chiddush? Aval im yesh betiach shenofal lesocho kidei lechare chapas o hatzli im haya nogei abahem. So if, however, the broken pieces would singe the food if it touched it, even though, as he says, even though afal pi shebelo grifa haya efshar leafos letzlos bo keivan shayim ischarech mutu legarfo. So he says, if the broken pieces would singe the food if it touched it, even though without removing the pieces, because even if you wouldn't remove the pieces, it would be possible to still bake or roast food there, since it would singe the food, meaning even though it's not going to totally destroy the food, burn the food, it is permitted to remove the tit and the plaster, the clay that falls in, because it's going to now be considered necessary movement of the mukta. Look at his line. The chashiv tiltul tzairech. Because once it can singe the food, even though you can still go ahead and basically bake the bread and roast it, the fact that it can singe it and impact it, it's going to allow moving this mutzah, removing the tit and plaster that falls in. Again, by having it in there, it will singe it. It might singe it because it will make contact with the bread that's pasted to the wall, but it will not totally burn it up. And that's what he says. Look at Sif Katan. What does it mean you can still bake and roast? We just said it's going to singe it. So that's what he says. It means you can still bake it. It's not going to burn. It's not going to burn. It's not going to burn to a crisp. And therefore, it's chashiv tiltul tzairech, Sif Katan Chaf Aleph. We'll see coming up in Simon Tav Kuf Tes, the mutter l'taltel muktza l'tzorech ochal nefesh. You can move muktza l'tzorech ochal nefesh, for needs of ochal nefesh. The kasu ha-poskim, the kol zeh, v'shenapa l'atiach hayom. This is all when the tiach, the plaster, falls that day. Oh, afilu edmol, or the day before, yantif, v'lo yadav izeh, he didn't know about it. Oh, shayah lo yash shus l'takna, or he had no time to go ahead and take it out of the oven. If he could have went ahead and taken and removed the tiach, the plaster, from the oven the day before, but lo tiken, he didn't do it, machmas shicha, because he forgot, then he says it's also ligrof. Why? Because this is not mamish ochal nefesh, because he can still bake it. It's machshir, considered machshirin of ochal nefesh, this activity, to go ahead and remove it. It's enabling it, but it's not in a better way to go ahead and bake it. So it's helping towards it, but it's not mamish what's necessary so that it bakes. Therefore, it's a machshir. She'efshar lasoso mibod yom, since it could have been done before yomtiv, it's also lasoso biyomtiv. It's going to be usher to do on yomtiv. I aim beralacha. Beralacha gets into this more. Obviously not such a pushit inyan. Now, what's interesting from this halacha that we just saw is that comes out of this, Shlomo Zalman Orbach, what he basically says is that what we see from here is that the need which allows one to move muktza directly does not have to be so great. Even if the need is relatively minor, even if the need is not great, nonetheless, Rav Shlomo Zalman Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa says it's permitted to move muktza directly. Therefore, it would be permitted to move broken pieces of the oven so that the bread should be a better quality, or to minimize the effort necessary to bake the bread. In fact, Rav Shlomo Zalman in Shulchan Shlomo's even permits removing peels and shells that are not repulsive, because if they're repulsive, it's graf shel re'i. But even if they're not repulsive, if it would enhance the appearance of one's Yom Tov table, he actually allows you to remove that from the Yom Tov table. What's interesting, though, however, is that the Ber Halacha in Siman Tav Reish Lamed Ches, Mr. Shem will be there soon, don't caveman, he writes that when sukkah decorations fall onto the table and prevent one from eating, even though it's permitted to move them directly, nevertheless, if they can be moved indirectly, one should do so rather than move them directly. So obviously, it's not such a pashut, and you can go ahead and move it directly, but he seems to say that you should move them indirectly if you can. Ayin Shum, the basis and reasoning for this, really means getting into the sugya heavily. And that's for Ian Shear. Shulchan Aruch now continues. V'dafka b'tanurim shalehem. So this is specifically the tanurim, the oven in the time of Chazal. Shayu b'dafki mapas sevivam. The way they used to bake the breads was to paste it onto the side walls of the oven. V'ein srichim legarfam. There was no need to go ahead and remove anything besides the plaster that fell into it. Aval, tanurim shelanu. However, our ovens, kevan she'yefshar lafos behem below grifa, since the breads are baked on the bottom of the oven, it's impossible to bake it without first going ahead and scooping out the coals and the ash. So then mutter legarfa nea efer v'agachalot. You would then be allowed to even remove the ash and the coals from the oven, the afalpi, and even though shuhu mechabe, even though, as we said before, it's going to actually extinguish the, when you remove such coals and ash that's hot, and there's fire in it, it's going to extinguish. The reason why it's okay is because ef shar belokein, it's impossible, okay, to go ahead and bake without doing this. The same way you can light and you can kindle fire for ochal nefesh, kach mutu lechabos. So too you can extinguish with zorech ochal nefesh, you can extinguish for purposes of ochal nefesh. It's like going ahead and putting meat directly on top of the coals, even though it's going to extinguish the coals, because that's part of the roasting and the grilling of the actual meat, even though it's going to for sure extinguish. So it's part and parcel of the roasting process. And that's the minag, that's what people do. Look at the Mishnah Brura, Sifkat L'chav Beis, B'davka B'tanurim. So he says, HaLashon Megungam Ktaz, the little Shver the Lashon. Uva Rosh, Shemimena Novei Advarim, Eilu Isakein. And from the Rosh, where these halachas come from, this is really what's said. The lowet tiru chachamim legarei vela tiyash al tanu duhu rak tilkul mukta. The only thing that the chachamim allowed in their ovens was to remove the plaster, as we saw, because that's just an issue of tiltul of mukta, but there's no involvement in the actual, kibui, in actual extinguishing of the coals and the fire. Aval legarif gecholim, however, to go ahead and scoop out the coals, the boli de kibui, which is going to definitely come to some type of extinguishing, al yedei zeh lo etiru, they did not allow that. And all of that, he says, that's specifically in the ovens in the time of Chazal, where they would go ahead and paste the bread to the They would paste the bread to the side of the oven. And in Cain, if that's the case, so in their old ovens, the coals on the bottom of the oven is not going to go ahead and burn at all the pas and ruin it and destroy it. The worst case scenario would be when the actual, tip would fall in or whatever. What might happen is it might go ahead and singe the bread below. Yeah, pas yofe, the pas will not be so beautiful and pretty, but it'll still be a good bake. You'll have yontif bread. Umishum zeh lo itiru. He says, and for this, there was no heter. There was no heter of what? Of grifas gicholim shaba lidei kibui. You wouldn't be allowed to go ahead and scoop out the coals, because that's going to extinguish the coals. There'll be no purpose in doing it. Aval b'tanurim shalanu sha'ofim b'tachnis hatanur. But in our ovens, where we bake on the bottom of the oven, afilu gicholim, even the coals, mukta legrof, you could scoop out, and they should yishal ba'al efos, because you won't be able to go ahead and bake, because it's going to burn it up. Zehu tochen divrei harosh. That's the rosh v'cheinu kavanas ha'mechaber. That's what the mechaber is talking about over here. Sifkan l'chav gimel, kevin she'i efshar, hainu she'tisarech. That is, it's going to burn. Meaning, in the ovens, at the time of the rush, whatever, they would bake the bread on the bottom of the oven, and therefore you couldn't leave the coals down there, because it would go ahead and destroy the bread, it would burn up the bread to smithereens. So therefore, you were allowed to go ahead and remove the coals totally, even if it was going to extinguish the coals, because that was mamish melechas ochal nefesh, and kibui is good, even for direct kibui is okay, as part of the melechas ochal nefesh. And that, he goes on to say, that's the exact same thing as going ahead and extinguishing in order to cook or to roast. In our situations, that would be like, for example, on Yom Tov, you're making schnitzel, the fire is too high, you could lower it, right? Because it's all necessary for the etzem baking of the schnitzel, otherwise the schnitzel is going to burn. So he continues on. However, he says, the oven is very large. And the coals are on one side. And the rest of the tanur is empty. So you don't have to go ahead and do any scooping out of the coals. For example, if you ever go to a matzah factory, a very big oven, so they keep the logs and everything like that on one side of the oven. So in that situation, if it was on Yom Tov, there would be no need to go ahead and scoop that out. It's not going to go ahead and burn anything. Let's say you just want to go ahead and scoop it, so it won't be so close to the pas. Maybe it would go ahead and it would singe it a little bit. That's awesome. You're not allowed to do it. What you're doing, kibui, b'chein im garaf hatanur mea gecholim hagedolim v'nishu aru gecholim ketanim the nitzotzah. He says, if you went ahead and you scooped out the oven from large coals, coals of logs or whatever, and all that was left was small coals and sparks, in a way that it's not going to go ahead and actually destroy the pas by burning it to smithereens. It's only going to go ahead and maybe singe a little bit. And also, you're not allowed to go ahead after you scoop it to go ahead and remove it, because it's kibui. It's not mamish, meleches, ochel, nefesh. In other words, when it's necessary so that you can have a product of a chalak, otherwise it will burn, then kibui is okay. But just stam, to go ahead and do kibui to prevent singeing, that is not allowed. Sifkatam chav dalid, mutter le garfan me ha'efer ve ha'gechalim. You can go ahead and you can scoop it out, again, in the ovens, the later ovens, in the latter day ovens, where they would put the bread on the floor of the oven and it can get burnt to a smithereens. So there you could actually remove the afer and the gechalim, the hot, fiery ash and coals. Va'afilu b'machbedes tzvula b'mayim. Even if you're using sort of like a brush that is been soaked in water, which is going to obviously extinguish it more rapidly. If that's what it needs to clear it out and scoop it out properly, that's okay. We'll see coming up in Sif Hei. Says all of this is okay. Kibui litzorech ochal nefesh, directly to go ahead and enable the etzem cooking, is totally okay. Like we see by placing meat on top of the coals, but slow so to roast it. Even though when you put it in there, it's going to be initially going to do kibui. Well, when you put it down there, mutter, that's okay. Because this is all tzorech ochal nefesh, is part of the process. The kibui is part of the process of the etzem cooking, a necessary ingredient to the cooking process. This you can compare it to going ahead and sweetening up the mustard, where we say there that it's not allowed to go ahead there. Where you take a wooden coal, a coal made out of wood, and you put it inside, which is usr, because you're going to be doing a kibui of the coal. Because the chardel doesn't really need, in that case, the etzem coal to be in there for kibui in order to make it a chardel that is something that everyone's going to eat. Why? That's only necessary, he says. It could be eaten without the kibui of the gacheles. Ella, mefunakim mechabim gacheles b'sof. The mefunakim go ahead and do that shtick of singeing it, the chardal with the coal in order to make it more tasty. And since it's only the mufunakim, the people that, you know, dafka want their food a certain way, so that's not a hana that's shavah l'chol nefesh. As we said, that the heter of melacha l'tzorech l'chol nefesh is only when it is shavah l'chol nefesh, when the hana is one that is shavah l'chol nefesh, where everyone, it's an objective hana, not just for certain people. But also, regardless of that, you don't need to use a coal, a real coal, like a coal from wood, but rather you could actually just use a piping hot metal, which would be the equivalent of, let's say, a metal gachelet, but it's not really, there's no real kibui. And that is something that is readily available and more available. So you could use that, and that obviously does not involve, using that would not involve a kibui. Ad kan, Saba.